Thank you. All right, go ahead.
All right, great job getting that set up, Charlie. Appreciate that. Good morning, everyone. This is a bargaining session, the collective bargaining session between the United Faculty of Florida UCF chapter and the UCF Board of Trustees team. We've got a bit of an abbreviated time this morning that we're going to use, but we want to get right to it and take a look at the minutes from our last meeting 1 week ago on January 11th.
Looks good to me. How about team? Any comments?
Oh, sorry. I think if there's no objections, then we'll keep rolling.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. We will consider the minutes good. Thanks to all who provided the handouts for the official record. We appreciate that very, very much. When Talat and I had communicated earlier today about our agenda, what we thought we would do after taking care of the minutes was give the UFF an opportunity to respond to our proposal for Article 23, which we shared with you last week. You had given us some hints at the end of our session last week, what we might hear from you about suggestions for how Article 23 might be changed. And we got some of those from you. Thank you very much for those. But I want to leave it to you to introduce the ones and all of them, if need be, that you want us to be aware of. So, Talat, I'll turn it over to you.
Oh, thank you very much, Jack. This is great because, you know, and also I realize having meetings back to back is not easy, but because a lot goes in to preparing for these things. But what we did do, because well, one thing that should be very clear to everyone here, that both sides are very interested in closing the deal so that everyone knows that they are getting an increase and that we can move on from here, and then we can talk about what happens next year. So I think, we recognize, it's not always easy to get exactly what you want, but I think we've made good progress in that direction. So since time is short, I will be short here. What I did want to do is just so that we get the discussion going, I want to share my screen because I think that's it. So that was, let's see if you can see it. And can you see it now?
Yes.
Okay, so basically you have this already in the handouts, although I've made things a little bit clearer, but I think there is an item that I added because I did not have the Florida State numbers here. And to me, that's very interesting here. They have been able to negotiate a 4% across the board. And then in addition to that, they have 3% for this, they call this sustained performance increase. Additionally, they get another 0.75 for merit increase from the department and another 0.5 that comes from the dean. So if you add all of these together, we're talking about 4.25 over here, and another 4 over here. This, of course, they then have their own criteria for how merit is decided. So that is those are the numbers there. And I'll show you something else because I want us to take a look at what Florida State University has been doing. The reason I keep bringing up these four universities, UCF, UF, USF, and FSU, is that we are always competing with each other when it comes to grants, when it comes to funding, and so on. So this is important. This is one item that is there. The other to note over here is that this across the board, you would see that UF does not have anything across the board, but that their 3% includes satisfactory. It depends on criteria that are developed individually, but so again, not going into details there, but that is what one needs to look at. And I do recognize that the number of the percentage of faculty who are evaluated as satisfactory is really low, which is great. It's 4%, it actually should be almost like nil, because most, you know, almost all faculty members and other colleagues in the bargaining unit do their job to the best of their ability. So I'm gonna stop sharing this screen, but I'll share one more screen because I think there's a, I think if I can, okay, sorry. Where did I, okay, it's here, aha. You have to have it on your screen to share it. So I have it on my screen now very quickly. And, oh yeah, got it, yeah. Okay, share. If you see, and check, I think part of what the reason for showing this is that I would like these, well, they are recorded and I would like you to take these notes back to UCF administrators. And this is more in terms of what we want to be discussing next year because it's a continuous process, right? So this is FSU, can everybody see it? Is it large enough?
Yes.
I can see it just fine.
Okay, all right. So again, this will be in the handout, so you will have it. So there are a couple of things to note. First of all, this is for promotion, okay? So again, their promotion is, and we are the lowest in the SUS, not the only ones. There are two universities, UF, and I think we are at the same level, but this is for promotions. It's a higher percentage that they're getting. They were getting, for the past, and I wanted to be very, you know, open about this, what they were getting in the past was what they call sustained performance increase. And that was 3% every year since 2017, okay? This year, they argued that on top of that, they should be getting this across the board. So this is quite interesting that they have gone in this direction, whereas UF has gone in the other direction, right? So we can talk about how this is going on, but the reality is that, you know, with inflation, with prices, everything going up, we really need to be talking about across the board. And again, I have to emphasize that when we say across the board for UCF, across the board means satisfactory and above, right? So that this is what I wanted to share with you. The other is that for ADI, and again, not to make a big point out of it, but they do have a different percentage than most others. Most others have 1.5, they have 0.8. So that was just to mention what they have. Now, what I will do here is that we presented to you four proposals.
Oh, can I make a couple of comments?
Yeah, sure.
Would that be all right?
Sure.
First of all, we'd appreciate if you would send those to us when we're done today, mm-hmm. so that we've got those for the record. And I thank mm-hmm. you for sharing those. I think this is an important comparison for UCF to look at. The three mm-hmm. institutions that you flagged, UF, FSU, and USF, are the three institutions that have been designated preeminent in the state mm-hmm. of Florida. Mm-hmm. There's some advantages that they have in being preeminent, and there's certainly the distinction to which UCF aspires. And mm-hmm. A lot of what we're doing with the university strategic plan is intended to get us there. So sure. I don't want to say it's apples to oranges, but we're maybe not the same kind of apple as those other institutions. It's all I want to mention.
I totally understood, but there's always the strategy of how you get there, right?
Yes. It's good to have the information.
Faculty morale is prime, right? I mean, if we don't have dedicated faculty, if we don't have faculty who really feel that they belong here, I think, you know, and you know, I really like being here, right? I mean, well, most of us like being here. So I think we want to make the case. I think of this as a primest institution. So yeah, and so it is within that context that we are talking, because I think, you know, and again, let me I appreciate your comment, but I think what we have to also believe that we are no less than a preeminent institution.
I think everybody that's participating in sure. this meeting believes we deserve that sure. distinction as well. Yes.
Sure. So the other thing was that I did send you a large number of just because, you know, we had we were looking at all of these others. So we have several that I gave to you. And so let me give the response to yours. So to summarize here, proposal number two, I'm not going to present, but this is something that will be in the handouts. Proposal number two was the response that we gave to you verbally on December 20th. So this is just for the records, where remember we said that across the board it should be 3.5, and then you're fine to keep the 2% as merit. So I have included that one. I won't show it, and that will be just for your records, okay? And if there's anything there that I need to change, I can do that. Then I think maybe what I should do is I should begin with the one that number seven. So we left you with several possibilities. And let me share my screen again. And let's see if we can begin with that. And then we will go to the others. So can you see my screen?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, and it's large enough, right? Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, okay. All right. So if you can read it, then basically in what we are trying, and if that this, I don't know if you have answered to that, because we had left you with the idea that if you could see if there was a possibility of getting a two-year agreement. And what we are doing here is basically for the first one, we have included it's from February 17th, as we talked about. Our ask here is slightly more than what you offered, which is 3,000. And then we have agreed to your terms over here, and with one minor difference. And then again, we can talk about that. But then the only thing that is new or in writing here is that we consider a two-year, and for the two-year what we're asking here, if we agree on this today, is 5% across the board. And again, that those can be argued, but my first question to you would be, before I show you any other, is there room for discussion for a two-year salary increase? Do you have that?
Well, thank you for two things. Number one, mentioning it to us at our last meeting and asking that I ask the questions of university leadership, which I did. And I thank you for sending the proposal along as well. And at this point, the university is not comfortable being able to make a commitment beyond this year. Right now, the university is doing what it can to take care of employees in the best way that we feel we can do it at this time, which includes a multi-part package in order to make that work. Mm-hmm. We have a one-time payment, we have an across the board, and we also have a merit increase. So we're trying to reach as many people as we can as soon as we can, and trying to emphasize the importance that the university places on merit. If indeed we are to become the preeminent institution that we all think we should be, the university feels strongly that rewarding truly meritorious performance is the way to go. So we did ask about the multi-year, and at this time, we're just not able to do that.
Is this something that we could, I think UFF would like to bring the proposal even sooner than we did this year. This year, we brought the proposal to you in September. We would be willing to bring it to you in the summer. And that way, if something can be decided and can go into people's, pocketbooks starting August 8th, that would be wonderful. So maybe that is a goal that we could be working towards.
Thalat, you are always welcome to ask us to meet. You're always welcome to send us anything that you want us to react to. I'm certainly willing to do that. I can't promise that in August that we're going to be able to, make good or guarantee where we're going to be vis-a-vis salary for the 23-24 academic year and beyond.
Okay.
You did very appropriately share with us on September 21st your first proposal for Article 23. And we're very grateful to get that, and we were able to begin having conversations here. There was a meeting in November that I asked be canceled because I said we couldn't provide a meaningful response to that at that time, and you graciously agreed to have us cancel that meeting. We did get together in December, and we were able to present our first proposal to you about salaries. So I don't know exactly what the coming year is going to be like, but it takes a while for the budget to reach the university from the state, and for there to be various steps that have to take place here to determine, you know, what might be available. So I can't say that on August 8th, we're going to know what's available. I wasn't able to say this time until into December what might be available. So I don't want to wait till December again myself, but I can't say, you know, we're going to know by such and such date. But if your team wants to try to get together in August, all our contract says is we need to get together by the end of September. I don't remember the precise date right now. It may be the 29th of September, something like that. But if we agree to meet earlier, we're happy to talk about it. We're happy to entertain any proposals that you have. But I just want to preface all that by saying I don't know when I'm going to be able to give you a meaningful response.
I brought it up because I think on our side too, we will bring something to you long before September so that you have it, because, you know, have it in the works. That's and then fine. We can see where we go from there. So I have now four proposals, and I have shared them all with you. So my, instead of, you know, I can tell people what is in each one of them. And so there's few things that we're talking about, and maybe what we should do is just, I go one step at a time, and then if you can tell me whether that is acceptable or not, then I think we will come to a conclusion. Does that sound okay?
Well, I'll say a couple of things. I believe proposals 5 and 6 that you sent me are identical.
Uh-huh. Oh, you know what happens right nowadays, because you have this automatic save on OneDrive, they might have just gone there, but okay. Okay.
But I assure you, I spent a lot of time trying to find a difference in comma or something, and I could not.
I am sorry. So,
that's all right.
Essentially, we're looking at several items here. First is the one-time payment, right? So what we had asked you for the one-time payment was $33.75, and then you had responded to us already or do you have a response to that, the one-time, the 33?
Well, I'd like to respond, if I may, after you go through the proposals, because I think there's something from all the proposals that we're going to be able to say we're incorporating in what we're proposing today.
Perfect. Okay. So let me then show you this one here. And so I'll share my screen. And there's that one. And yeah, I think one goes a little numb when one is presenting this many. The one that we, this one here is, had two parts to it. And this was the one that we spent most time. You guys can see it, right? Proposal 3?
Yes.
Okay. So what we were asking was a one-time payment of $33.75. The dates have been changed. So that's the change there. Dates have been changed here. Then we kept we were asking for the across the board to be raised to 2%, the merit to remain at 2%, and then we were asking for satisfactory and above satisfactory to be included, and the ratio between S, AS, and O to be 1.25 and 1.5. The way we argued that this could be done was that the ADI could change from 1.5 to 1%, and that would mean that there would be some funds freed, or, you know, good number of people are getting merit raises through ADI, and those could be done through the direct process. So that was our rationale for a proposal number three. Any questions before I go to proposal number?
There's only one thing that I'm going to point out, and it affects the other proposals that you'll be sharing with us, is on item C there, the effective date would have to be March 17th. That was something that we talked about last time, instead of March 3rd. So on all of your proposals, line 23 would have to become effective on March 17th. And paid out on April 7th.
Oh, I see. This is the change from last time.
Yeah, it was in our proposal from last time.
Uh-huh. Okay. So didn't we have that if we agreed by January 25th? Why don't I stop sharing this one? But I have your document. Just so that we are clear on what is going on, you had the handout that you had given with those numbers. Do you have that handy?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Why don't you share it?
I'm sorry. I don't have it ready to share.
Okay. Okay, so
I think I have what you're talking about. So you want the BOT's proposal from when?
Just the numbers that you had, just the dates that you had. When would things be valid?
Okay.
You know, the dates that you had? That if something...
I remember it.
Yeah, you had two of them. One had the dollar amount and the other had just the dates.
Okay, so share screen, come on. There we go. This is the proposal from last...
Yeah, no, not the proposal, Charlie. You had a chart which had the dates. For example... That is what had the date of January 25th on it, and then it had the dollar amounts on it.
Okay. So that would be, I think,
a document. I'm looking for it.
Okay.
Yeah, I can get it, or somebody else in the team can get it.
Oh, it would be on the webpage, right?
Yeah, it would be on the webpage. It would be also something.
I've got it, I think. Let me try to share.
You had two, yeah.
Can you share, Chuck? Hold on. Okay, good.
I hope so.
That's right. That you had this and then the other one with the dollar amounts. So this is the one must TA by 25th, and you had the date March 17th. February 17th. That's what I was looking.
I have the one with the dollar amounts. Okay. If you want me to share it?
Okay. Well, why don't we do that
I can explain this because of the way that the merit is going to be implemented. It can't be implemented until March 17th. What would be implemented first in our proposal is the one-time payment and the across-the-board portion. And that's what's really affected here. The permanent increase to rate based on merit would not go into effect until March 17th.
That's something that that wasn't there in the old proposal, right? I think
it was in the proposal that we shared at the last session. Yes.
Okay. So
I'm sorry about the confusion on that. It's because we're doing this in multiple parts that won't all happen at the same day.
Oh, that's okay. So the lump sum amount, for that, it is still February 17th.
Yes.
Okay. So for the in other words,
yes, I mean,
that's okay. We're talking about two different parts, right?
Right. Yeah. The lump sum, the one-time payment, and the across-the-board increase would become effective on February 17th. It paid out on March 10th, if we are able to TA by January 25th, and the union is able to ratify no later than February 15th.
Okay.
So the whole table matters. We're not just looking at one date in the table. The whole row matters.
But when would the, because, you know, the one-time payment depends on when people are getting salary increases, right? So would the salary increase come into effect a month later?
The merit portion would be effective on March 17th.
Okay. So merit portion would be effective March 17th, and the 1% or whatever the across the board is would be effective February 17th.
Yes. And okay. It would hit paychecks on March 10th.
And would hit paychecks on March 10th. Okay. All right. And so then that amount that we were asking, $33.50, makes much more sense.
Well, you're asking for $33.75. I don't know.
Because that you know, right. So $33.75, right. We can make it 50 if you want.
Well, we'll have a response for you.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So we will, when we, I don't know if we'll have time to go to caucus. We might take a 5-minute caucus or 10-minute. That would be a good idea. So this is the one where we had the 2% and the 2%. Then maybe I'm not sharing my screen right now anyway. So that was number three. Then number four. Okay. So, right. And then the four, instead of,
we have to probably share it. Let me just be very quick here. Everything here is the same. And again, we'll argue about this number because now about the date has been a little different here. But basically what we were arguing here is that if there was no room, then to make across the board still 2% and then 1.5, the merit part. And again, this one also had the ADI at 1.0. And I will stop sharing this one and go on to the last two. And I hope that I have, if not, it's very clear in my mind what it was. Five is the one. Okay. So five is the one where, right. So this is the one where, again, I think you can share screen. This is, yeah. So, you're probably seeing everything on my screen.
It was okay.
It was okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the one because you had, we had the discussion about ADIs where we thought it was a good way to go. But then that was one that you had argued would not be feasible. So basically this is the one, this is the where we went along with yours. And I would say that we would make, given the present discussion, we would like to go back to 33.75. And then the main thing here would be, so this is essentially what you have offered, except for breakdown between satisfactory, above satisfactory, and outstanding, where we compromised ours as well and made it 0.05 for satisfactory, one for above satisfactory, and 1.5 for outstanding. So this is, I think the proposal six, I'm not sure what exactly was there. I can take a look at it, but this was proposal number five. Proposal number seven was the multi-year. Can anybody remind me what proposal number, I think proposal number six is the same one, except that it holds on to 33.75. One of them had 33.75, the other one had 3,000.
And I will consider that change as your proposal six.
Okay.
What came to us as six was, as I could tell, identical to five. But I.
Okay. Well, why don't we?
I will consider five with a single change from 3,000 to 3,375 to be your proposal six.
Proposal six. That would be great.
Okay. All right. And what I would like to do is ask Charlie to put up our proposal number four, I believe, for Article 23.
Okay. Let me just share.
And Talat, we appreciate all the documents that you sent us, and we had an opportunity to look at them and study them very carefully and see what was possible. We've already talked about how we're not prepared to have a two-year agreement at this point on salaries, but what I'm highlighting here is what we changed from the proposal that we shared with you at our meeting last week. There are some dates that we had to update. For example, the one-time payment would be effective on February 17th, hit paychecks on March 10th. We are incorporating your suggestion in a couple of your proposals that the one-time payment be $3,000 instead of $2,875, which I believe is what we had last time. So we're proposing that be increased to $3,000. The other dates that are highlighted here were changed. There's one that I highlighted as unchanged. It's actually highlighted, but we had March 17th in our proposal last time. So those really didn't change there. And Charlie, can you go to the next page, please? Yeah, so the only change here is a date of February 16th, as the salary on February 16th will determine what the salary that's used for calculating the merit increases. We just wanted to make sure that was clear. So
that is before the across the board increase.
No, it's after the, it's the same, based on the same date. So the across the board increase will become effective on the 17th based on the salary on the 16th of February. And the merit increase in March
will be based on that.
And the same salary, yes.
Right.
So what we have done, you know, in a couple of the proposals that you sent us, you asked that the one-time payment be raised to $3,000. I shared all the proposals that you had sent us. I got the agreement to go ahead and increase the one-time payment to $3,000.
One more that you thought you were going to agree on is the ratio of above satisfactory and outstanding to be 1 and 1.5.
We can talk about that. What I said at our last meeting last week was that if we agreed today, we could make that 1.5.
Okay.
And 1.0.
Okay.
So as it sits right now in the document, Charlie, can you keep that up there, please?
Check one more thing. If since the dates have changed, even from your chart, this number should be 3,100 something.
But so that's the effective date, the first effective date. That's if we couldn't implement the one-time payment and the across the board until March 17th.
Okay.
It's because we're doing this in pieces.
I see. I get you. Yes.
Now, Talat, I will make the same offer I made a week ago that on the merit increase, we could go to 1.5 for outstanding, 1.0 for above satisfactory, The university is not comfortable at all with including employees with a rating of satisfactory for meritorious raises. If we can get this done, if we can agree today, I can change the 1.7 to a 1.5. What that will do is kind of flatten out, do some smoothing of the merit increases for those employees that qualify for those merit increases. But the 1.5, I want to make it clear again that that's today. If we have to come back, I don't know that it's going to say 1.5, but I can make it 1.5 today if we agree.
Yeah. If you would consider our last proposal, because that is basically then everything that you have, and we would accommodate your criteria for that. And then why don't we take a caucus and you take a short caucus, about 7 minutes, and see if you can come back with 33.75. And then I think the deal would be done.
I could try to ask that question. I know what the answer was a week ago. I'm willing to ask it again.
Well, you know, you can ask for anything you want between what we are asking and what you have offered. Come back with something, and then we take a short caucus right now.
All right. Planning to get together again at 11 o'clock, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. See you then.
Charlie, I don't know if she knows. Who's going to do the...
I can create a breakout room.
That's why I gave Claudia the co-hosting, because I knew she could take care of that.
She'd be able to do that.
Okay. I think I'm just going to, I can pause the recording though. Let me do that.
But.
Okay. Welcome back, everyone, after our short caucuses. Talat, I had the good fortune of running into the provost and was able to speak to him directly. And what he told me is we are maxed out. I cannot raise the one-time payment. So our proposal is exactly what we showed you a few moments ago before we broke for caucus, with the one-time payment of $3,000.
Talat, you're muted.
Okay, yeah, so thanks, Chuck, for checking. And I did want to bring up this issue that of preeminent universities, because the chart that you can show that the
Okay, well,
that may be a sign that we should just end this meeting since everything's breaking down. So.
Well, we'll just take a breaking. Charlie, you have 1 minute and I have 1 minute. How about
that? All right, well, I just wanted to thank everybody from the UFF side for being a part of these meetings, for participating. I think the discussions have been very good and very healthy, and I'm convinced that we all really want to see UCF be a preeminent institution, UCF to be all that we know it already is and may not be so recognized. And it's because of the great employees that we have. So thank you all for all that you do every day. And thank you for being a part of this. We're very grateful.
So Chuck, I would also say that it's has been really a pleasure. We didn't agree on every item, but we appreciate that all of you heard our point of view. And I don't think you disagree with them. I think you know where we are coming from, because the most important thing here is that we pay attention to the needs of our everyone at the university, which includes our bargaining unit members. I would also like to emphasize that salary is important, and we do want to make sure that people get the salary increases that makes things happen in their families and in, at their personal level. But it is also very important that we have good working conditions. I think what we really need to strive for is that we have an environment at UCF that is welcoming to everyone, regardless of where they're coming from and what their orientation is, and that we continue to be a preeminent university. I don't see any difference between what we do and what they do at the three universities that you mentioned. In fact, at various levels, we would perhaps be even more competitive, because there is a spirit here of pioneering things, of taking on challenges. And I think most importantly, I think what faculty members and bargaining unit members who are not faculty as well, they have recognized that we have an opportunity here because of the limited resources to do things in ways that are very creative. I think that's great, but I also want to make sure that those efforts are recognized and not taken for granted, right? I think we need to move forward so that we feel that everyone here is valued and this is a place where they can be creative and reach excellence. And excellence is what we are all after. So thank you very much. And thank you to all members of the bargaining unit who are here and those who may listen to this conversation at some point. Thank you so much for all your support.
Well, thank you all. As we get ready to wrap this up, I just remind you something we said in September. There's a possibility we may have to ask you to convene again on Articles 10 and 14 regarding post-tenure review. We don't have any direction, final direction yet from the Board of Governors, but I just remind you that may be possible that we'll be asking that.
Thanks a lot for everything.
Yes, thank you, Talat and team.
Yeah,
have a great day, everybody.
We'll look for your articles and then we'll go from there.
We'll get them soon.